This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, Karen Grigsby Bates says that those who see this country strictly in terms of red and blue need to readjust their color wheel. But first, we look at the great state of New York and its Attorney General, Eliot Spitzer. His name alone is enough to inspire fear in some of the nation's loftiest corridors of power. Recently, Eliot Spitzer accused commercial insurance companies of rigging bids. Here he is announcing the lawsuit earlier this month.
It occurred to us that nobody in this industry has approached government over the past few years to say, fellas, there's bid rigging, there's corruption, we're being asked to enter false bids. Post-Enron, post-WorldCom, post-analysts, where have they been?
This week, in fact, the head of the nation's largest insurance brokerage, Marsh & McLennan, stepped down in the face of that lawsuit. Eliot Spitzer's investigations of the financial world have made him not only one of the most powerful politicians in New York, but perhaps in the rest of the country as well. Slate financial columnist Daniel Gross has written an assessment of Spitzer for the magazine. He joins us now. Mr. Gross, remind us of some of the investigations that Eliot Spitzer has been behind.
At this point, it's more of a question of which sectors of Wall Street he hasn't investigated. First, he looked into the Wall Street investment banks and their stock research practices, bludgeoned a huge settlement out of them. Then he looked into mutual funds and some of their trading practices, got many of the largest mutual fund companies to make large settlements and change their ways. Now he's looking into the commercial insurance business.
And about the tactics, you write that he does not especially like to go to trial. He's not in it just to get into the courtroom.
People who prosecute large corporations and large corporations themselves often don't like to go to trial. It brings up a lot of embarrassing material. And for the prosecutors, they face deep-pocketed defendants who have the wherewithal to fight for years and years. They like to settle because they can claim a scalp, get an agreement, and move on. And what he's done essentially is to litigate by press release, understanding that when he makes a serious charge against a company like Merrill Lynch or Marsh & McLennan, that its stock starts to suffer, that investors start to complain, that the board of directors gets involved. Frequently, he's able to engineer a settlement simply through the threat of a trial. And that's essentially what he did with Marsh & McLennan. He essentially said that he wouldn't negotiate with the current management team. And that was a signal to the directors that they had to push the CEO out and to push him out quickly.
You write about Eliot Spitzer that he's a typical New York City rich kid. He comes from the same sort of background that many of the people he is now investigating. He went to Princeton. He went to Harvard Law School. How does that work in his case?
I think he understands these industries on a more intuitive level, having had this background. He was an investor in a pretty prominent hedge fund. Most outsiders look at Wall Street and see this very competitive, meritocratic type of environment. People who are insiders know that there are pockets in the industry where business functions through relationships, through conflicts of interest. There are all these open secrets, these practices that if the public knew more broadly about them, there would be outrage. And Spitzer's gift or talent has been to uncover some of these open secrets, expose them to the light of day, and to force the companies to suffer the consequences for it.
Now, remind us here, Eliot Spitzer's job, Attorney General of New York, that's an elective office?
Yes, it is, every 4 years.
And he's got a great deal of power in that state.
Yeah, the power derives from the fact that in New York, the Attorney General is essentially a one-stop shop. So a prosecutor working under him can really approach a question as an antitrust matter, as a fraud matter, as a criminal or civil matter, and that enables them to go in and say, okay, these are the demands, you have to settle, you have to pay this fine, and you have to change the way you do business.
So he's doing well, and he's got a future ahead of him. What sort of future would he like to have a higher office, a much higher office than Attorney General of New York?
Yeah, Spitzer is 45 years old, and he has been a young man in a hurry for quite a long time. No one thinks this is his last stop. The next logical thing for him to do would be to run for governor of New York. The next election there is in 2006. The Republican incumbent, George Pataki, is looking a little long in the tooth. So a lot of people think he's going to run for governor.
Opinion and analysis from Daniel Gross, who writes the Moneybox column for Slate. Thank you, Mr. Gross.
Thank you.